Well, thank you so very much, and let me simply say we only have a few minutes, and I have a confession to make. And the confession is that I'm a slow learner. I've always been told that if you wanted someone to speak for 3 minutes, you tell them they have to speak for one. I didn't learn. But again, I think that the passion and the urgency with which each of the panel's members spoke speaks again to the importance of this issue for us all and the kinds of things that we can do. Dr. Baskerville suggested to me that she had intended this to be more interactive, more activity coming from you. I'm going to try to give you a few minutes to do that, but let me start it off by saying, because we're supposed to be a little action-oriented here, and I say this using it as an illustration. Dr. Nettles spoke earlier, and he spoke of a program that's being sponsored by the president of Goldman Sachs for talented youth to identify those persons and to get them into selective schools. He also talked about the Hopkins Project, which those of us from Baltimore are very familiar with. One of the issues for us, we know that that's only going to be a small group of persons that you're talking about in those programs. Really, the magic of it all is how do you move large numbers of persons through the system such that you have the able teachers that we're all talking about. We're suggesting that we have heavy concentrations of those students as students in our teacher education programs, and for all the other reasons that we talked about, if some of the funding that we're talking about, whether it comes from the corporate community, the foundation community, from the federal government, from our state governments, can be funneled in significant levels into some of our historically black colleges, then we believe we can address many of these issues that are here. So, on one level, we're talking about how do we, and we want you to think about this, how do we impact public policy? The policy now, yes, for the most part, is No Child Left Behind. But how do we get those that are responsible for the implementation and the funding thereof to look at the historically black colleges as a unique set of institutions that could impact this issue in a way that no other group of institutions could? Because we're talking about us, and we're talking about our community, and we're talking about that vested interest that we're talking about. The other thing was, I noted the scholarships, and this is for the college presidents. They made a point of emphasizing to us that just as we advocate for scholarships for science and math and engineering, we ought to be also advocating for education. And I don't differ with that. I don't disagree with that. I think that we have tried to do that on a smaller scale, but we need be reminded as we are going out and looking for the dollars that this too is an area that we should be trying to get additional dollars to support the program, and more important, the students, because the students are the students who don't have the money to support themselves. We were also talking about the role of HBCUs in their roles in providing technical assistance. I heard Vanetta used to be dean at Morgan State, dean of education there. And you may recall, Vanetta, when we had the NSF grant called the Comprehensive Center for Minorities in Math and Science. And the whole question there was, can students in the 7th and 8th grade begin to get into algebra? And if they can, are they capable of doing it? What that program went out of the engineering school proved was that if you put it there and give them the support they need, they can do it. And I believe, Dean Welch, that now in the school system in Baltimore, algebra is a requirement in the 8th grade, so that you are doing algebra early on and setting the foundation. We need to make sure that our institutions are playing that same role. Unfortunately, when that grant ran out, our effort ran out. I mean, the concentrated effort. The issue is that we hardly have enough resources to do our primary mission. And the ancillary mission, ancillary in the sense that we have to focus on when they come in as freshmen and move them through, the ancillary mission, meaning the technical assistance we can provide to the school systems. We don't have the resources, the faculty, the staff that we can dedicate them to that effort. And that's what it requires. It requires you to have dedicated faculty and staff that you can have in that school. This is your bread and butter. We don't want you to do a whole lot more than to make sure we make a difference in the public school system. And that requires money. So I think we hear you. I think it is kind of like preaching a little bit to the choir for the president. It's how do we impact public policy at the state level, the federal level, and how do we begin to get the foundations to begin to understand this important role that these institutions can play in closing the achievement gap. And so that is part of what I think we ought to be thinking of at NAFIO in terms of the public policy piece. And once you get the public policy piece, funding follows public policy when you're doing it right. It hasn't followed on no child left behind, but when you're doing it right. And that's what we're talking about. I think there are a whole lot of things that we can do. Dr. Nettles mentioned about the ETS effort that we have underway. Let me say, I heard the issue referred to in terms of the incorrect reporting, the reporting of incorrect scores. Yes, we bow our heads, we apologize for that, but we tried to correct it on the second time around, and I think we fixed it. All right. I'm speaking in my hat with ETS now. But the other part of that is I think that ETS also has developed a line of products and services that can help us do some of the things we want to do. It does not always have to be the standardized test to tell us what we haven't done. It can be the standardized test as a diagnostic instrument that tells us where our students are and what we may need to do to move them to where we want them to be. So I wanted to get all of that in now to you. Go ahead.